Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How you be in this wonderful leap year day? Woohoo! Today is February 29th, and we will be February 29th in another 4 years. How does it get any better than that? We get a whole day, an extra day this year. Wow, how special is 2016? So today's topic is criticism and you. How are you able to handle it? This is your host, Jimena Velasquez. So the reason this came up is because I've been working on a project, and I was working with this one individual, collaborating in the project, and this individual also happens to be what we will call somewhat of a reviewer, okay? And he will make comments on the work. I know it seems a little bit, doesn't kind of make sense for him to be working on the project and also review the project, right? But it is, sometimes it happens that way. And in this one instance, he starts criticizing the work that we did. And I feel, my question was this something that I needed to talk to about today? And yes, first of all, criticism is good, and it's bad. Criticism is good. You learn something from it. You learn how people perceive you. You learn constructive criticism. People build you up. They teach you how to handle things. But at the same time, when you are working with someone, like I found today, you feel betrayed. You really feel betrayed because you've been working with this individual, and this individual held back on something to come out and say it in a bigger audience type. Interesting, huh? And then I think this just happened in the last, well, it didn't happen, right? I created it. But I came aware of it in the last 3 hours, and I've been sitting with it and wondering, what am I feeling really? And I want it to be an allowance, and because it's his point of view, of course, and you always learn something from criticism. So, and I'm like, but then once you start looking at the statements it's making, it's something that only he knew, and had he shared, then I would have known. But he didn't. And so now I started looking at all of that. If you see the entire picture, you start really feeling betrayed. And I'm going, huh, interesting. Interesting that I feel betrayed. And interesting that I gave him power for me to feel betrayed. Whereas I can just be in allowance and say, okay, nothing, no big deal. But then looking at it further, my ego is what's more hurt than anything else because of the way the other people are going to perceive me. And then I started looking, like I said, I've been sitting with this for the past 3 hours. And then I started thinking, where are we all holding back of who we could be, what we could do, where we could go, but for the fear of judgment, criticism, we don't do it. Now it becomes bigger, huh? Now it becomes I don't want to do something because people are going to look at me. I don't want to write a book that's been itching to get out of me because I will not be able to handle the judgment, the criticisms, the review that people will place on my work. I don't want to be in a relationship because I'm afraid of what my possible enjoyable other will say to me, or might be afraid of, I don't want to go out with someone because they do not belong to the to the normal type of people that I hang out with, and what will my friends say? So what are you holding back from being you, truly you? And how is this shaping your life, believing your reality? Who are you living for? Are you living for what people are going to say? Are you living for so that you are not in the limelight of judgment, in the limelight of criticism, and therefore you will play small so that all of that comes with fame and fortune, doesn't hit you, because you could handle the fame, you could handle the fortune, but you cannot handle the criticism, the judgment that comes with it, because once you start playing big, you are for a game, right? You are for a game, and you have said, there's no way I want to do that. There's no way I can handle that. So I'm going to play small. I'm just going to stay in my little niche, in my little corner, and let it go by, let life go by, let people's ideas and my ideas are going to be staying with me. And I wasn't here last week because I was traveling, but over the weekend, not this past weekend, the weekend before, I went to a seminar, and I've been told several times that not sharing your gifts, not sharing who you be, not sharing what you could do, it's selfish. How does that sound for you? You not being, holding back on your gifts, and you not playing big, are you being selfish? Are you withholding whatever it is that you could be teaching others from your wisdom, from what you could be teaching them? Interesting, huh? And all because you are fearful of some criticism. And yes, in some instances, like me, you will feel betrayed. But you know what? It's up to you how you handle that response. It's okay to feel betrayed, but don't let that rule behave towards the other person. I'm human just like you. I was feeling very, very betrayed. Very like, how dare he? We've been working together. How dare he? But then I said, I'm not gonna give him the power over me. I'm just going to take it in stride, be an allowance. And then we will work this out again. But where are you playing small? Because you're afraid. Fear is a huge factor, right? That somebody will judge you. That somebody will criticize your baby, whatever that baby might be, whatever project, whatever product it is that you're working on. Oh my gosh. So who would you be if you were to really play big and be who you truly be? It's now your time to stop being selfish. I agree with those people who call me selfish, because I've been playing small. I've been picking and choosing who I work with. And I do like that part. I like the part that, but number one, I like to get to the change. People who want to really work are changing so they're not stuck where they are. I love that. I love having tangible results. And my clients, my customers get that. Okay? That part I love. Now, controlling who or what information others see of me, you know, that is what I need to work on, because the more people know of me, the more audience I'm going to have out there. And I've been told that I'm selfish because I don't want to spread myself out there, show more of me out there. And yeah, perhaps I am. So I need to open that up. Where are you? What have you been playing with? Where have you been playing? Are you willing to give up and let the old you stay behind and let the new you come out and play big? It's okay. We are going to get criticism when we are shaking and moving and changing the status quo, the way people are, when we are making improvements. Others just start noticing. And when others notice, they don't like to change. So they're going to find something wrong with what you do, something wrong with who you be. And that's okay. Can you handle criticism? That doesn't mean you're always going to be laughing and smiling while you're being criticized. And it's okay to get upset. But what do you do after you get upset? You don't hold it. Don't hold it in. List the judgment that you've received and say, how can you use this to your advantage? Because you can use everything to your advantage. If it's a criticism from which you can take advantage of, perhaps take note of how people look at you, perceive you. And then if you think it doesn't apply to you, throw it over your shoulder. Who cares? But promise to yourself that you'll be true to yourself and you will not allow criticism, judgment, to hold you back, because fear of that is what's really where your weakness is. Fear. Criticism, judgment, doesn't do anything to you. It hurts your feelings a little bit. It hurts your ego. But you know what? If it doesn't break you, you can go on. You can continue to go on, right? So let's go ahead and do an energy activation on everything that's holding us back: judgment, criticism, fear, wanting to fit in. That's what's holding us back. Wanting to fit in with our friends, wanting to fit in with our colleagues, wanting to fit in, just wanting to fit in, wanting, requiring the approval of others. Who cares what others think of us? And you will, in some instances, feel betrayed. Yeah. But you know what? It's okay. Maybe that person was not thinking clearly when you were working with him, you know? Or maybe he just wanted the little bit of the limelight that he doesn't get anywhere else. And it's okay. He can have it. I don't have a problem with that. If he wants the limelight for whatever he's going to get for it, cool. How does it get any better? But when you seek limelight at the expense of others, some things don't always work out the way you think they should. So let's go ahead and get comfortable. And take a deep breath. Exhale. Imagine roots growing out of your feet, deep and wide. Deep and wide. And pull energy from the earth, roots up your torso, out your crown. Ground yourself to the earth. And pull energy from the earth through your body and out your crown. Keep breathing and pulling energy, and allow the energy pull to be smooth and even. So, allow the energies to come in. And everywhere you've been afraid, afraid to step out of your little niche, allow the energies to come and remove those walls you've built around yourself, walls in the ceiling that you've built, so that you cannot go further because it's safe in your little bit of tiny cubicle that you built for yourself. Fear and everything that's underneath that, allow the energies to do a clean sweep of it. If they're just lies, nothing. You are never fearful of anything. It's just a lie to make you believe that you cannot accomplish something. Because you can accomplish anything you desire, anything you set your mind to. And everything underneath that, let the energies take care of everything that's lying underneath the fear as well. Word that you've been thinking that if you do well, people are going to be envious of your success. Let that go. That's a belief that's no longer serving you. Because it's all about everybody, all mankind doing well. Thinking, when I do well, everybody else does well. You're one with Creator. There's no competition. Everywhere you've been holding on to all these beliefs, all these emotions, that it's better to stay small, that it's better to play small, let that go. Whatever you might have gotten that idea from, that belief, let it go. Let it all go. And let's go ahead and expand these energies to your lifetimes, future, and past lifetimes. Fear, believe, let it go. Allow the energies to do a clear sweep of it. And everything that's lying underneath it as well. Because all these lies, all these beliefs were built on something. And that something has been lies. Lies that you cannot do something. You cannot play big. Time to let that go. Let's also go ahead and expand the energy to our lineage. Parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, siblings, cousins, future generations. And the one person we are really and truly listen to is us. And we are so good at judging us. Oh, no, you cannot do this because so-and-so. Oh, no, you cannot do that because that goes against what you've been taught. Oh, no, you cannot do that. Because you always cannot. So everywhere you cannot do something, or you should not do something, or you cannot be with someone, let it go. Let the energy take it away and replace that. Whatever comes out of you has to be filled with something, always. It cannot be void, it cannot be empty, because there's always something that's going to fill it. Allow the replacement to be unconditional love. Or whatever it is that you're removing out of you, let it be unconditional love. Very good. So, let's go ahead and unplug from the collective consciousness of judgment and fear, criticism, and plug into playing it big. Just plug into that. Plug into Leonardo DiCaprio. He won the Oscars. See what that's like. Get onto his energy. What does it feel like to win the Oscars? Now he's got this big bullseye, right? For judgment, or so we think. Learn. Be him. Go onto his energy of what's like to be him. You feel that? Excitement from the Oscars? Yeah. And what would happen if you were to allow yourself to be the bullseye of criticism? It will be a little bit painful at the beginning. You will feel betrayed by your friend who's doing it. You will feel defensive. That is true. But if you lower your barriers, the criticism will just go through like a screen door. And there won't be anything for them to find and to come, keep coming back at you. Yeah. You know how in an argument it's all about criticism and just lower your barriers. They come at you with a full gun of criticism, lower your barriers. It just goes through. There's nothing to bounce against. To give more ammunition to hit back, just lower your barriers. And everywhere in your subconscious where you have that fear, judgment, it's a bad thing, let's go ahead and unplug that also from your subconscious, from the collective consciousness of fear, judgment, criticism, and plug into playing it big. So if you know what? Less than 10% of your life is done at the conscious level, at the awake level. Most of it is done at the subconscious level. That's right. All our beliefs, everything, everything that we have around us, all our creation is because of what we believe. So if you believe, just tap into Trunks' reality for a little bit. Although he's not that successful at times, he's always believed he's been a billionaire. Right? So he believes his brand is worth billions. Because that's his reality. That's his subconscious. So what would it take for us to believe that we're also worth billions in our subconscious? Okay, let's go ahead and ground it. Ground, ground, ground. And when you're ready, open your eyes. I'm sorry I had to rush the grounding a little bit. Please continue to ground if you have to. But we're running out of time. So it's been my pleasure and my honor to be here with you tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Until next time, write to us and to let us know how you're doing. What would you like to see more of? Until next time, have fun. Bye-bye.